This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is Spike Lee, and the Michael K. Show starts now. 98.7 ESPN.
Thank you, Spike, and a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. We thank you for joining us on a rainy Thursday, March 17, 2022. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Michael K., Don LaGreca, Peter Rosenberg, we're apart, but we're together for the next 3.5 hours.
Sure.
The other 20, that is your responsibility. Peter has his eye on his favorite college team right now as Tennessee battles Longwood. He loves Longwood. Always has. Big fan of theirs.
Right. And you see the irony in that, right?
Yes, I do, Don. Okay.
What, that I love Longwood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't consider that to be irony at all.
Really?
I consider it to be completely logical. It makes perfect sense when you think about it.
Well, it makes sense. Yeah. That you would take that tact, but that's a great way to start the show, by the way.
Yeah, but we'll definitely get a close eye on Longwood, see what they're doing. Got a lot of other games going on. We'll follow a big Thursday in the NCAA tournament. Tough loss yesterday for Rutgers. Oh, I mean, he was nude. Carlin was nude, and then after that, he had 6-7 overcoats on. That was not good, guys. That was
Seriously. Heartbreaking. Double overtime, and they played so well. They got outscored, I think, over 20 in the paint. And that was what it came down to. They're hitting three-pointers from out of nowhere, bank shots. They just couldn't come up with a big stop. And the second opportunities that Notre Dame got really came down to that last chance, that second opportunity as time was expiring. I'm getting ready to go to a third overtime, and they're able to sneak out the win with 1.4 to go.
So we send out our condolences to Carlin, who was going to go to San Diego.
Yeah.
Tan that beautiful
that's
body.
The part that makes me sad.
Yeah.
I wanted him to go to San Diego.
Of course you did.
What happened between Carlin and myself in drop sadness?
I think you won, and he's very upset that you. Listen, I laid out. If Ty beat me, I was glad. I love Ty. Who's this guy, Nick Wright, that was like ripping me?
Nick Wright used to be an intern here at this radio station, and he's gone on to become a star
at Fox Sports.
Fox Sports.
So I must have treated him poorly at some point, right?
Well, you're not. You always talk about me with the interns. It's just you don't remember him. The fact that you don't remember is probably all.
Well, and he
you
turned into
know.
Something, and he's very successful, and you still don't
very.
Remember.
He
well,
did.
You know what it comes down to? I have a bad memory. It took me 5 years to know Don's name.
That's true.
It's not like I'm being rude. I just have a bad memory. I can meet somebody and not know who they are 5 seconds later.
Yeah,
this is Billy. I have no idea it's Billy.
And by the way, Don, I held on 57.1 to 42.9 to do away with Chris Carlin. It was one of those games at halftime where the 12 seeds staying right with the five. But as it goes on, we did what we had to do.
So I beat Ty. What was the Alan Hahn one, I believe, and who else?
Oh, did Ty make a run? Was it a competitive vehicle?
No, stop.
Even with Nick Wright's efforts.
Yeah, it was 68-32 I beat him. Hahn beat Hardesty 87-13. You beat Carlin 57-43. And Rick beat Bart 85-15.
Wow. Well, it makes sense. It's their show.
True.
If one of the co-hosts of the show that's running the
drop
thing
sadness.
It,
yeah.
it can't. You know, can't win. That would Peter. That'd be a tough loss for Rick to get bounced. It's DiPietro and Rothenberger for him to get bounced in the first round
of
their own bracket.
You gotta wonder though how Bart feels about the seeding in that matchup.
You have to wonder if he knows. Well, then you'd have to find out.
But if he does know,
I don't think Bart's worried about beating Rick there. If it was on the field of play,
then
it'd be a different story.
Different.
Very competitive, Bart.
Very. Can't wait. We got so much to talk about today. For those that are watching on TV, Don's very animated
on TV.
Today. He's got on a mask of his face. I believe it's a mask that was actually conceived a long time ago by Graphics Joker, who's brilliant, very talented.
Right.
I talented have one guy. Somewhere in the house as well, but Don's wearing it because there's going to be a reveal in a couple of minutes. It's going to change the way you watch this show.
On TV.
Yes,
Ray Rowe.
It was time, and the time was today.
Did anybody know that this was happening beforehand, Michael?
Just,
were you aware?
Just the inner workings.
I knew.
You did know.
Yeah. We actually talked about it, you know, one of those times when you weren't on the call yet.
No. I had a busy week. There's a lot of things. Listen, all I want you to know is that the reasons why I'm busy, Michael, you would approve. You'd approve.
You trying to make money?
No, I didn't. I'm not going to go into any details. I'm just saying I think you approve. I know.
So you were making out with Miss Hatton.
So that's, you know what? That's, you are a bad, bad guy.
You said I would approve.
But I didn't say out loud. You're just now shooting. Why? Don, couldn't he just take the hint and not shoot every shot that he has?
Maybe that's what you did. Tennessee is leading Longwood 14-12. Longwood just 2 points away from Tennessee. We'll be watching that one very closely. Memphis over a Boise State. That could be a little bit of an upset. Memphis, a 9 seed, they lead 40-27.
So I floated this out there to my other like friends from around different walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, do you feel the same way about the tournament that you used to? You
know,
I used to be so crazy about the tournament, the way I consumed it. I was so obsessive. I would have my two different sheets stapled together in the days of old, like TV, you know, like the TV week where they'd give you the listings or the daily listings of the paper. I'd cut out the TV guide listings and staple it to the papers. Okay. I'd skip classes. I'd do anything. And I don't know if it's COVID or my team stinking the last couple of years, but even though I'm very excited to watch today, like, I filled out my bracket completely haphazardly. I used to study. I used to dig in. And now I just feel completely lost. And when I asked around, guys, I'm not joking, about 95% of the people I asked a lot of people, all said, nope, not the same for me this year. I didn't know a thing. I just filled it out. I'm excited it's here. But, you know.
I don't feel the same grip that I used to feel with it.
Something's
I just don't.
Weird, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe, you know, this is one of those things. You know, 1 year it didn't happen. And then last year it was in front of an empty, arena. Maybe
right.
We just like kind of learned to live without it a little bit. I'm not sure.
See, because let's face it, things are driven by people that are on the fence or, you know, people that are on the outside. That really drives the popularity because, listen, in New York, I mean, how many diehard college basketball fans do you have compared to the other sports? So you try to suck those people in and get really excited. And I think part of it, still a lot of people maybe not necessarily back to work, because I think it's kind of a group thing more than an individual thing. And there's been a lot going on, guys. I mean, football's off season has generated a lot of conversation, you know, between the Knicks and the Nets. And, you know, for me, with the Rangers and what's going on with hockey, the offseason baseball between the CBA and now the free agent frenzy. I just think there's a lot more things that, at least for me, are more interesting. And I was somebody like Peter. I got excited about March Madness, and I at least had some working knowledge of what was happening going in. But I didn't feel like I had any working knowledge because there was so much else going on, and I was kind of following Rutgers, and maybe it'd be different if they won. I'd be excited for tomorrow's game against Alabama.
Would have helped.
You know, not having St. John's, like, so they just seemed like a perfect storm. Where I'm with you, I'm semi interested, but not nearly as much as I was, say, 10 years ago.
Well, I think we'll get more interested as it goes along because
there'll be storylines
developed.
Yeah,
but here's the thing about that. You're right, 100%. But this was my favorite day. This was number one for me. I didn't need any storylines. I was just so dialed in to the whole thing. I mean, I know there's some people who believe the Sweet 16 Elite Eight is the best weekend in sports. I'm of the mentality that this is the best weekend in sports. And I'll be excited for it. Like, I'm going off to a bachelor party tomorrow.
Nice.
Don't worry. So I'll be doing the show from some house in Vermont with a bunch of dudes.
Well, great.
But I'll
get behind anything.
No, not that kind of party.
We're all grown up now.
I'm excited to watch. It just doesn't have the zhuzh that it's had at times.
Now, I got to tell you, sometimes I zero in on Tonka truck stuff that, you know, Don so eloquently puts it. So I was reading today, and we're going to get into Freddie Freeman signing with the Dodgers and the ramifications, the whole deal. I promise. But did you know, fellas, and all you people listening, that the NCAA games all the tournament games on True TV, TNT, TBS,
on TV.
CBS,
on
whatever, TV. All the networks that it's on, they are not allowing gambling ads. Really, guys? Really? What does that prove? If I was CBS and Turner, I'd be red hot. Wait, you're going to cost us millions. And now they probably sold out anyway, but you're going to cost us millions of dollars. We can't take DraftKings and Caesars and FanDuel and everything. We can't do any of that because it's college. They play one of the college tournaments in Las Vegas during the conference tournaments. Every single commercial.
Pick 'em.
Seems to be, I'd say, two out of every four commercials for a gambling site. The college tournaments, the conference tournaments, that's fine. But once we get to the NCAA, no, we can't have it. Who are we kidding? What are we playing? What game are we playing here?
It just allows that, like, deniability about the reality of things, which is that players have always been ripped off in this whole deal. But I thought part of the point is that we're looking at a time maybe where players aren't going to be ripped off and are going to be able to make money on their likenesses. So why now? Why is now the time?
Well, I think they're trying to say how squeaky clean they are, and they
you really shouldn't bet on
college sport. Really, the games are on the lines in every single legalized sports betting parlor in this country.
Right.
So we're not going to take ads during the games. What does that exactly prove? What are we proving, Don?
Well, it's classic half pregnant, and never mind, you know, the money being taken away from the kids, because as Michael said, they've sold it out anyway. But this, you know, you're good enough that I could take your money, but I'm still going to play it off like it's a bad thing. You're either in or you're out. If the NCAA wanted to say, we're not going to have a relationship with gambling sites, we're not going to allow you to be able to bet on NCAA games, well, that would be one thing. We can argue that. But if you're going to allow it, then be all in. But what do you think, that you get credit for not letting them advertise during the games, but you're still taking their money and you're still allowing, you know, the games to be bet on?
Well, how about this, Don? They played two tournaments in Vegas this year, the Pac-12 tournament and the Mountain West. What, do we close our eyes then? Oh, no, nothing's going on here. There's no gambling in this establishment. Really, don't treat us like jerks. Don't pee on our head and say it's raining. I mean, what are you doing? They're not going to allow any kind of gambling ads. What a joke. And you know what? All those gambling sites that support college basketball throughout the year on every single other venue, they should say run ads during the tournament. We're not going to do anything during the season. You're going to lose all this money.
It's so funny. And yet every other ad is a beer ad when half the kids playing aren't legally allowed to drink.
Great point.
You
know,
so you got that going on. And also, there's a lot of hypocrisy when it comes to, like, I was thinking about that last night. You know the Coors Light commercial where the mascot takes his mask off and sits down and has a beer, and then the other opposing mascot comes in, and they all's right with the world. They sit there and both enjoy their Coors Light. Mm-hmm. And I thought about this long-standing rule for advertising alcohol, that the actors can't drink it. Wait. You're advertising beer. You're showing the beer. But no, it would be too much if they actually drank the beer.
Right.
Like the soda, they're guzzling.
Yeah, but because you can get diabetes if you want, but you can't get drunk.
But they're not even getting drunk. It's like you're advertising how great the beer is. Why can't you let the actor have a sip of beer? Do you get the hypocrisy? It's like,
you can't sell the beer. You can sell it to everybody, but you can't drink it. This is related to Jace, but I got a chance to watch Bomani's show yesterday, Game Theory, on HBO Max.
Is that the show where Stephen A. said he's more popular than 90% of the NBA players?
Okay. It's a terrific show.
Did he say that, really?
Yeah,
he did.
I want to give props to Bomani. It's a terrific show. I strongly recommend it. Just take my word, it gets better as it goes on. The opening segment with him at the desk, I felt like a little stiff, like you're getting adjusted to someone's new show that you can tell they're trying to like figure it out. As the show goes on, segment by segment, it just gets better and better. And the last segment, the two highlights of the show for me, one is Stephen A. saying, yes, he's more popular than 90% of the league, and he tells a story about a guy asking him for a picture, and he asked the guy if he could wait, and the guy says, I don't think that's possible. And when Stephen A. looked behind him, he saw a line that went up the steps and halfway around the arena to get a picture with Stephen A. It's a tremendous story. And then in the final segment's about Duke. Bomani does like a 13-minute sort of package about, as he puts it, sort of the reign of terror by Coach K against all the popular black teams in college basketball history, right? And it's tongue-in-cheek and funny. He talks about real racial stuff behind how people love Duke, and then also some of it's just really funny. But at one point they do a museum of, like, Duke atrocities, and in it they have two cases next to each other. One is the money earned by Coach K during his career, and it's like a briefcase with seemingly millions of dollars.
Holy crap.
And then the next case is the earnings of all the players who played for Coach K, and it's just a ramen cup of noodles. And it just sort of reminds you of how ridiculous the entire thing is. This entire tournament is the biggest money play in sports next to the Super Bowl. Why do they try to sanitize it? It's hilarious. If people were betting these games, I mean, it's literally the most bet thing, even when legal sports betting wasn't even a kernel of a thought in our mind. It's a game everyone bet.
Now, speaking of March Madness, today is the start of Drop Madness.
That's right.
So the first round begins at 4:20, where you could vote. Now, got a couple of tweets here, because I tweeted out that Drop Madness begins this afternoon at 4 p.m., 4:20 p.m. Nothing more needs to be said. That's what I tweeted. So the truth is out there. Then follow that up with Drop Madness, where TMKS takes the most annoying aspect of the show and places it front and center. So his name is The TRUT 2393-2173. Please, if you like Drop Madness, get a hold of The Truth Is Out There. And also then Mark Hoke. he's at Mark, MarkHoch21.
Wait, Tom, what's happening today? Why is
he
this
goes,
today?
One of the reasons I stopped listening, so obnoxious, that and the three co-hosts that know nothing about sports, especially New York sports. So Mark, it's funny, Mark follows me though. So he follows somebody who nothing about sports. So does that make him kind of a doofus? What? So if you like Drop Madness, not only should you vote at 4:20, talk to at MarkHoch21 and tell him how much you love
it. I love this side of Michael. You should retweet like every negative one.
And I think I'm going to do that. Yeah,
fans have at him. That's media at its best.
Now listen, but Don, here's my problem with what was just said. It's the fact that the guy said, I hate this show. Essentially, he goes, I hate this show because of stupid Drop Madness. Oh, that and the fact that all three hosts suck.
Well,
shouldn't that sort of be first?
What did you say? That was two separate people, Peter.
Oh, those were two separate ones?
Oh, yeah, it was two separate opinions, yeah.
Well, hold on. What was the second one from Mark Hoke?
Mark said, one of the reasons I stopped listening, so obnoxious, that and the three co-hosts that know nothing about sports, especially New York sports. Why would you ever start then, Mark?
Exactly. So my point is, how do you get to the first part if you already hate us as the second part?
And the truth is out there. It's a Drop Madness where TMKS takes the most annoying aspect of the show, places it front and center. Front and center at 4:20. That's an hour 20 into the show, genius.
I hate you.
And it takes 5 minutes at most.
Peter sucks. That's what I'm saying.
I'm done with people.
Well, those
Don
people.
Don LeBlanco.
Don't we done with everybody? Just those people.
Yeah.
Done with us anyway. And I guarantee you, if we had a trivia contest in New York sports with him, we would crush him.
You know what? I love the idea of having one of like the biggest haters of the show go right up against one of you guys head to head in sports knowledge.
I love when people don't agree with you. They say you don't know what you're talking about just because we don't have the same opinion that we don't know about sports. I buy and sell your backside, Mark. Don't tell me I don't know New York sports. I know all sports. I know everything.
You say one thing about a basketball game. Recently, I was watching a game, and it was R.J. Barrett was having a great night, and it was when he was really starting to put together a bunch of his great nights, and I'm like, man, nights like this just really make you appreciate how special this guy could be if it happened on a night-in, night-out basis. I got crushed as if I said something that's not completely true. Like, oh, really original thought. What are you, an idiot? It's like, you can't point out any thoughts that anyone else might have? If it's not a profound and unique take that will get Twitter really going, it needs to be lambasted.
Oh, you went lambasted instead of lambasted.
Yeah, I would go with lambasted, but you're
no,
you're
I'm,
fine.
I'm
like what he's doing there.
I'm fully committed to lambasted. I don't do basted.
My father always said wrestling instead of wrestling.
Well, you think that's the same thing?
Some people say radiator. Some people say radiator.
I think Peter just wants to say the word bastard.
Well, you know what? It was his attempt to be highbrow. He wanted to kind of figure, you know, I'm going to separate from the pack here.
Oh, really?
No, I think he just wanted to say something that was close to a curse word.
Well, let's just ask the Google pronunciation of it. Here we go. Listening?
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Lambasted. Yes, no, really. Lambasted.
So.
Yeah, it sounds like a normal person. Anyway, it's game time. Brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. We've got a beauty tonight, Donnie. We've got the Islanders at the Garden to meet the Rangers. Islanders starting to play a lot better. It's a 7 p.m. start on ESPN+, but you can listen to it right here on 98.7. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock puck drop. So we'll see how that goes.
Frank Petrano is in the lineup.
The newest Ranger,
yeah.
That's Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. During the big games this season, enjoy a Tullamore Dew, the original triple blended, triple distilled, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Remember, when it's game time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly. Don, I'm thinking about it. Why don't we do the reveal after the break?
Okay. Right now?
After the break.
Okay. That's so soon. All right.
Well, I would love to take it till 5, but is it really fair to Don to wear a mask for the first 2 hours?
I mean, there isn't holes. This is like a mesh thing, so I really can't see.
Okay.
It's very uncomfortable.
You sound fine, though.
Right. But listen, whatever you guys want to do. So do we come back from break and the mask is gone, or do I actually have the moment where I remove the mask?
When we come back, you'll remove the mask.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can take it off during the break. Nobody's looking at you then.
No, I understand that.
He knows how that works.
All right, so I think I was sending out like very nuanced messages. Carmi, go get those guys that I mentioned, all right? Carmi, do your thing. Go. Go, Carmi. Go.
Take them out.
Show them what real love is, Carmi. Right.
Or maybe you might agree and want to tweet them and say,
good move.
Spot on.
Spot on, Jack. All right, so Don has the big reveal coming up. We're going to talk to Cameron Maybin. You guys are going to love Cameron Maybin.
Formerly Charlie's favorite player.
You know, I should get that clip, and I'll send it to
you. Oh, we have it.
Do you have it? Do you have that, Anthony, anywhere? When Charlie did the home run call on Maybin? He's
going to
look for it. If not, I'll look for it on my phone, and I'll get it there. So that'll make Cameron, you know, really happy. And we'll talk to him at 4:30, and what we do is we listen to our callers, and right at the end of the show yesterday, I'd say like 6:52, somebody brought up a great point, and I think it's a great talking point, which after Don's reveal, we will get into, because I think it's brilliant. Brilliant, I say. Kay, LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me give you the scores so far. 7:03 remaining in the second half. Memphis leads Boise State 49-38. 14-21 remain in the second half. It is Baylor ahead of Norfolk 56-35. 3:26 in the first half. And Tennessee leading Peter's favorite team, Longwood, 41-29.
Not my favorite team. I have no connection to that team.
And then 11:05 in the first half remains, and Richmond over Iowa, 14-13. These are finals right now.
Go ahead.
You could say it's an upset, but that you really shouldn't, because, I mean, it's a Big Ten team. Michigan, the 11th seed, beats Colorado State, the 6th seed, 75-63. And then Providence won its game as well, 66-57 over San Diego State. So those are the games that are final right now. South Dakota State, I'm sorry, San Diego State. That's where they're traveling. That's where Notre Dame is traveling, South Dakota State. And Memphis now 49-41 over Boise State. All right, so Don lost a bet, lost a football bet, lost it in disgraceful fashion, collapsed. And he had to cut his disgustingly long hair and goatee, and still has to be pelted with tennis balls by a former major league player. So Don is wearing a mask. He was wearing a mask for the first part of the show. And he will now either do you want to do the reveal or throw to the video, Donald?
Oh, there's a video toss?
Yeah. No, there's video. But I think you want to see this first because the video might show like it in stages. So I think the video can be after the reveal.
All right, so take off the mask.
Well, hold on. I just want to say something.
Okay. Right, go ahead.
Michael, are we okay with all this?
What do you mean?
I mean,
jinx.
I don't know. It doesn't seem right.
What do you mean? Speak.
Explain yourself. I wanted to be there. I wanted to see it happen. I wanted to be in the room when it happened.
Well,
like
there's only so much we can do. All right?
Okay.
Well, I mean, but there's proof of it, Peter. It's not like he's faking.
True.
It happened.
True. I'm trying to give the moment its due. All right, because we've been talking about this for a long time, and I'm currently looking at a cartoon version of Don's face. All right?
Right.
So if you're listening on radio, we're seeing a cartoon, and in the cartoon version, he's got the full goatee and his regular mane of hair, but we cannot see the back of his head yet. So this will be the first look we get.
Now, for those that are listening on radio, and you have not been following on TV at all, TV. Don's hair has been disgusting. It's like Kenny Rogers went on a 7-8 month bender. It's like Michael McDonald fell asleep in the street and woke up six months later.
It looked gorgeous and flowing, and a lot of other people did as well. So
yeah, but a lot of people didn't like it either.
Right, but that's still just your opinion.
Looked like Sam Elliott.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, on a bender. So Don decided to – he didn't decide. He lost a bet because he would have grown it down to his backside like Willie Nelson and had a big ponytail. But, you know, thankfully he lost the NFL picks. Here we go. Don is going to reveal.
I want to thank the staging area in Somerset, New Jersey, the barbershop that did my hair. John was the one that did it. So here we go. Let me take the headsets off.
Okay. Now I'm not going to see this for some time.
Yeah.
And there it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. You're probably on a delay.
Wow. Now are you happy with it, Don?
I am going to grow the goatee back immediately.
Is Nancy happy?
She saw me and she walked out of the room. She's like, I need to get used to that.
Oh, my God.
Not the hair, because she's seen me with the hair on all different stages.
He's so much cleaner, Peter.
Okay.
He looks like a human being again, although you grow the goatee back in a hurry.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm so excited to give you my – where I'm at, I'm still seeing Don's mask. Now I have the solo shot on Don, so I should be close here. Does he look much different without the goatee?
Yeah, he looks a lot different. He almost looks like – his face almost looks like a dog's face now.
Here we go. Headset off. Oh, my goodness gracious.
He looks like a little, dachshund, those little kind of, yeah.
Oh, my Lord. He's a different person.
It's troubling. Although it's taken years off your face.
You think so? I don't know if I agree.
Yeah, you don't look right without a goatee.
Wow.
I actually think you came out of the womb with a goatee.
I just want to say I wholeheartedly agree. I disagree with you, Michael. I think he looks older without the goatee, but I also think he looks like his brother, too.
Yeah,
I look a lot like David.
A lot like David. But I'm going to grow this back right away because I just feel comfortable and I think I look better with the goatee. And also,
you have a very strange upper lip, too.
Yo, you look like my grandpa Julius.
Swollen. Yeah,
you turned into my. I got to send this to my dad. You without a beard looks like Grandpa Julius. I don't know how this happened.
Yeah, Andrew, you almost look like like the Georgia Bulldog mascot.
All right, your fun. Now the hair is going to grow back, and the other thing too is because I've had basically a beard since college. It'll be really irritating to shave under my nose. Matter of fact, even shaving today was really irritating. So the goatee will come back, and so within a week, 2 weeks, I'll start to look normal again.
But this
is the way it looks.
I'd like to hear from Andrew. Andrew always brings an interesting perspective. He knows
as well as anyone.
And an honest one. What are your thoughts looking at Don right now, Andrew?
I found the hair not in any way jarring.
Right.
I found the lack of facial hair really jarring.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean bad.
But
just it's not. It doesn't look like Don. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Doesn't look like the same guy.
Like, he just covered his mouth on my video. He just covered his mouth with his hand, and he became Don again. And then he moves the hand away from his mouth, and he becomes the stranger.
Yeah,
again.
It's like an optical illusion.
Oh,
I'm gonna send something to you, Peter, because Anthony Greek just sent. I hope he puts it on. Yes, he looks like the Game Boy Advance game Franklin the Turtle.
I need to see it. Hold on.
You'll get it in a moment where.
Oh, like, wow.
The nose comes right into the upper. It's hideous is what it is.
No, that's not right. See, now I think he looks like the turtle, but I think that's a cute turtle.
He's a human being. He shouldn't look like a turtle, though.
Listen, this is the price he had to pay, okay? You think he looks like a turtle. I think he looks like my grandpa Julius. I think you look fine. How long do you think it'll take for the goatee to come back?
It'll probably take a month to get to where you remembered it from yesterday, but there will be a goatee by next Friday.
Okay, some version of it.
Yes.
And how does it feel? Be honest with us. How does it feel having the hair gone?
Oh, very strange, but also freeing. Like I feel like I can manage it better, but I did enjoy having the long hair. But it got to be a little bit much.
Can you do?
I mean, the wind would blow, and all of a sudden it would just be all over the place.
Can you do us one small favor when we go to break next time? Go upstairs and make out with Nancy. See if it's different.
Great point.
Yeah.
She just got home with the kids. They had a doctor's appointment today.
Have they seen you yet?
No, I'm going to let you know how it goes after the break because they only know me with the goatee.
Oh,
so they might scream into the night and wonder who this person is, especially my daughter.
So show us the video. I hear you brought along a clip.
I did bring along a clip, and at the end of the clip you'll see just how much hair was removed. It's pretty incredible. So, Yes has all of it.
Oh, there he is. You're standing outside a barber pole.
Yeah.
The rotating red, white, and blue.
Traditional barber pole.
Yeah. And these guys are huge fans of the show. Seriously, they love the show. They have it on all the time. They have it on right now, so say hello.
Looks like a great place.
Hey,
no, it is a beautiful place.
Now, what happened to Kaleidoscope? Closed?
Yeah, there's a transition going on.
Oh, there he is. There's Don doing the intro.
Hair looks beautiful. They wet it. Now they're cutting it.
Look at yep.
They're using scissors. They're not using any clippers or anything like that.
Oh, and there it goes.
This is such an old-timey vibe outside the barbershop. Quite nice.
Yeah, but then inside,
look
very
at
modern.
That
so.
Look at all the hair. It looks like it looks like a whole bunch of cotton.
That's a whole bunch of what?
Cotton.
I'm excited to see it cut because, you know, I'm behind you, and that mullet is – it's amazing. In this shot where the angle's behind Don's head, it looks like Barry Melrose is getting a haircut. It's unreal.
Which is also not a bad thing. Let's see. Arsenio and Clifton has his take on this. Arsenio, what do you think?
I'll be honest, Don. It looks good, man. You look good. I mean, I miss the whole look, but it looks good. You look clean, man. You look like
but
a new person.
You. Clean, I think, is the right word for this. It's a different look. It's a little getting used to. That's what Nancy was saying. The goatee is way more jarring than the hair. You've seen the hair short before, but now the combination of the two. Wow.
Barry in Manhattan has something to say. Barry?
The hair was great looking. Michael thought it was disgusting. Michael's opinion, in my opinion, doesn't really count. And he looked much better with his goatee. Much better, and his hair was great looking. Michael would say it's disgusting. What was disgusting about it?
Yeah, it was always clean.
I mean, my
I wash my hair every day, yo-yo.
But people that do like play-by-play voices of teams don't have hair like that.
Well, I did for 2 years.
I'm 80 years old, and I have hair longer than that.
Really? God bless
you,
Barry. Good for you.
Really, really. I'm an insane Yankee fan. For 77 years.
You don't say.
And I actually saw Babe Ruth play in an exhibition game in 1944.
God. You don't sound that
tired.
Old.
You sound very young, Barry.
I don't believe it. I know. I don't believe I'm 80 either. I'm going to be 81 next month. And I don't believe it either. I still feel 23. I'm a little lucky.
There you go.
But I'm an insane
Yankee
fan.
How you feel.
Huh?
It's all how you feel, not how old you are. How you feel?
Yeah, I figure I got another 40 years left.
God bless you.
What is Barry from Manhattan? Yeah,
you know what? You keep in touch, Barry. Okay, keep in touch. You know, Ryan or PD is always like PDing. So, what do you think about this, Peter? Mm-hmm. We go to break, and we don't have Don's kids see him until he's on the air. We want to experience their reaction.
Ooh. Okay.
Would you be up for that, Don?
So we got to bring – Jalen's the one.
I think that would be hilarious.
I think
I mean, listen,
right, you're the dad.
We'll have it. We'll have it ready.
All right,
do it. Okay.
How do you have a second mic? We need to have the children mic'd though.
No, no, the screams will of
okay,
horror.
That's
true. The mic will pick it up. It's a great.
I'm gonna have the I'll have the mask on. I'll have Nancy bring Jalen down, put her on my lap, and I'll take the mask off and see how she.
Oh, this is gonna be great. Tell all your friends to tune in. This is gonna be great. This is the kind of thing that Jalen's going to be talking about to a therapist in 40 years. It's going to be unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, let's sit tight. I'm looking forward. This is a tease that I'm even interested in right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
According to Adam Schefter, the Rams are giving former Bears wide receiver Allen Robinson a 3-year, $45 million deal that includes $30 million guaranteed. The Rams still have money left over for OBJ and hope to re-sign him, according to sources. And this is a great, sexy story. I think you're going to love this. So the Browns dabbled in the Watson sweepstakes, and then Watson, you know, from a page out of The Bachelor, eliminated them today. Didn't want to go to Cleveland. Mm. And this is after when he found out about it, Baker Mayfield said goodbye to the Browns fans in a post. And
oh, yes.
You know, right. So now after Watson said, I don't want to be there, well, Baker Mayfield says, I want to be traded. And then the Browns answered back and said, we're not going to trade you, so too bad.
I got bad news, guys.
What's that?
It would have been a great thing, but when they came home, they saw me on television already.
Oh, so what do they think?
Well, Jalen said, that's not my daddy. I want my daddy back.
Oh, wow.
That's
Marco laughed, but they're here. So, Jalen, do you like – what do you think of daddy's face?
Good.
Good. Does daddy look handsome or ugly?
Not ugly.
Not ugly, she said.
Not ugly.
All right, thank you. You don't want a new daddy?
No.
Oh, thank you, guys. All right, go play with mommy, okay? Goodbye. Love you, Jalen.
I'll shut this off.
Okay. Marco wants my computer so he can play Among Us. Okay, goodbye. Say bye, Marco.
Bye.
All right.
All right, so this took place a while ago. This is our good friend, Peter, Harry from Englewood, talking about Don's hair.
I think it looks terrible.
Oh,
now, here's Harry right now live. Harry, how you doing?
Oh, I'm great. You made my day, Don. You made my day.
Oh.
I was feeling horrible today, and then when I saw that handsome face of yours, I'm all perked up. I'm ready to go.
That makes my day, Harry. How about that?
How about that? How about
that?
Well,
listen, keep the beard. Now, this is my, you know, I give my opinions.
You do.
Keep the beard off for about 2 weeks and see all the compliments you get before you grow back one. Now you're the most handsome guy on that program.
Oh.
And
wow.
That's saying a lot, you know.
Now,
with
the most
two
important,
handsome
wait,
buddies,
wait, Harry. The most important. Why were you feeling bad today? What was going on?
Well, you have good days and you have bad days.
This was just a bad one.
No, nothing. No, nothing serious.
Okay,
nothing serious.
But Don perked up.
Some days I have the urge to get out and want to walk, and some days you don't. It's just a feeling, and
Just a rainy day. It's fine. A really kind of crappy day altogether today.
Right. No, but you guys always light up my day, and especially when I saw Don with that beautiful-looking face he's got now. Handsome face, not Aww. Beautiful.
Thank you
You know what?
So
we'll
much.
Go with beautiful, too, Harry. Thank you. Feel better today. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll try to keep you
It's always a pleasure.
Aww. All right. Thank you, Harry.
Thanks, Harry.
Well. Here's Larry from Harry to Larry in Middletown.
Okay.
Larry.
Yeah, I just want to say all I see there is the skipper from Gilligan's Island.
Oh, not a bad call, Lar.
It's not a great call.
Yeah.
I think you put that little white hat on. Yeah.
I think
hey,
I've
Gilligan,
lost weight,
did
guys,
you
know?
Eat the skipper?
And you know what? And Peter could be Gilligan. And I could be Lovey.
Here today. I'm going to remember all these things that are being said.
Some bad news on the Yankees. Domingo Germán placed on the 60-day injured list due to a shoulder issue. So that transaction made room on the 40-man roster for Anthony Rizzo. So Germán obviously was being counted on maybe as part of the starting staff or a swingman, so he's on the 60-day DL. Remember, he had shoulder inflammation last August, but he was he was dealing at times. But now he's on the 60-day IL. Due to shoulder inflammation. Let's go to Tom in Las Vegas. Tom.
How are you doing, Michael? How's everybody doing?
All there
good.
He is.
Good.
How you doing, Tom?
Can you? I really enjoy your show.
Thank
Best
you.
Thing on television and radio.
Thank you.
And just my father's birthday are the same. But anyway, I wanted to talk to you about tanking. And I don't think that teams should be rewarded for losing. They should be rewarded for winning.
All right, so what's your
solution?
If you take
the teams of the most losing records, mm-hmm. say five or six, whatever you want to do for the top draft picks, take the team of the five losing teams with the best record to get the first pick. So instead of losing, you win to get the biggest pick. So like when the Jets were going for the first pick, you were talking about, well, they have to lose this one because they already have two wins. Make them win.
Well, I like what you're thinking, Tom, but then it becomes another issue. Then the bad teams never get better.
Good.
And the good teams remain good all the time.
No, but I just think – I've been playing for this for a long time. You would then have teams that know they can't make the playoffs, but they want to finish higher at the trading deadline, actually trading to be better. Fans rooting for their teams to win, to either get into the playoffs, but if they just miss the playoffs, they get the first overall pick. Encourage teams to win, to try to win. And those lousy teams, Michael, they're the worst teams. Why should they be given the best player available? You'd always talk about putting, the Mona Lisa in a garage. Why should the best player coming out of college, be stuck on the worst team? And a lot of times, Michael, these teams aren't the worst team in basketball, baseball, hockey, or football because of circumstances or injuries. Most of them are bad because they don't know how to run their team, and they're awful at what they do. So why should they be rewarded with the Connor McDavids and the LeBron Jameses of the world?
I agree with you. In theory, it worked perfectly. But in theory, the draft also worked perfectly, where teams were always trying to win, and those that were unfortunate that couldn't
right.
would get a good draft pick to get better. But now there are actually teams that are losing on purpose right. to get the good draft pick. I thought that what baseball instituted with the new CBA works a little bit. Like the bottom six teams, they'll have the most ping pong balls, but everybody will have a chance. I mean, if you have the best record, you're going to have a minuscule chance to get it. But and you can't have a top five pick for more than two straight years. That's not bad. That's not a bad first step.
No, I just think you want to encourage teams for winning. We should not reward just being that bad. Now, it looks like, Michael, reports are Logan Ryan has been released by the Giants. Logan Ryan tweeted, "Thank you, New York," with a heart, "Captain Logout."
Hmm.
So Logan Ryan, who is a really good guy to root for and just a good guy overall.
Yeah.
Released by the Giants.
Cool dude to have on your team.
Yeah.
Not shocking that it's over, though.
Jason just tweeted. He said, shout out, it's my mom's birthday for a Fordham grad. She's quite proud of her alma mater. Well, I could say happy birthday to Jason's mom. He didn't give your name, so your son is being a little bit sketchy here. He wanted his name mentioned, but happy birthday to mom. Jason's mom. Come join the Ramley.
Yeah, you could at least put her name out there.
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing, Jace? I guess you didn't go to Fordham, right? It's Ducky Jace. And he's a Chris Kreider super fan, president of the unofficial Chris Kreider fan club, Don.
Well, does that make it better?
No, but I just wanted to get you involved.
No, I was involved because I'm on the show and I listen to everything that you say. All right? The fact that he's a Chris Kreider fan does not make up for the fact that he wanted a shout-out to his mom for her birthday and didn't give us her name. It's not even borderline ignorant. It's ignorant.
Let's take a brief time out. We're going to take something that someone said last night about 6:52 and get your take on it. It's Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Michael K. Show.
Cameron Maybin.
Has it crossed your mind that if you were to do a great job and really become a long-term Yankees announcer, that there's a world in which one day you're more known for that than anything else you've done up to this point?
Absolutely. I understand that. And one thing that I said when I went into this, or when I decided that I wanted to try my hand at this, is that I just didn't want to be another guy. I want to win awards. I want to win Emmys. I want to bring recognition to the club, to the Yes Network, myself. I want to grow my brand as well. But when it first came about, you know, it's definitely something I want to do. I was never all-star. You know, I played for 15 years, and I said, let me give myself a chance to be all-star at something else.
The Michael K. Show.
Chocolate Blanco.
On 98.7 ESPN.
I will be going by that name for the foreseeable future.
I like it.
I think it really, really does encapsulate everything that I'm about.
So Chocolate Blanco.
Yeah.
White chocolate?
Chocolate Blanco.
I love chocolate.
That's a great point.
Doesn't love me, but I love chocolate.
Oh, that's the best.
Really, it is fantastic.
Tremendous. Now, who did you say was vanilla on vanilla, Don? You had that last week?
That would have been Fleming and O'Brien.
Oh, yeah, yeah, when you were protecting me.
That's how you, if you go to the supermarket, go to Stop and Shop tonight after the show. Swing by. You got the Napoleon with the vanilla and the chocolate and the strawberry. There's actually vanilla on vanilla, and it's called Fleming O'Brien.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I'm a vanilla fan. See, people think I'm making fun. Vanilla is my favorite ice cream flavor.
Why?
Because it's fantastic.
Better than chocolate.
I'm not a chocolate guy. Love chocolate candy, but I don't like chocolate ice cream.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Now, they're not a sponsor, although they should be. I eat copious amounts of Breyers Carb Smart ice cream. For some reason, I don't know how they do it, but a lot lower carb content than regular ice cream, and it tastes great. And for years, they've just had vanilla and chocolate. And that was fine with me. You know, I don't have to go crazy.
Sure.
But now they've come out with vanilla chocolate brownie.
Hmm.
And I have the same reaction to eating that as I used to the old MSG chicken fingers. I sit there with a bowl of it, and I start to tear up. Rivulets of tears coming down my cheeks. It's so good.
Now,
chunks of, like, brownie. It's like Rocky Road. It's amazing. But it's carb smart. Please try it at your local grocer.
This has to be asked.
Okay.
Because Michael doesn't like any toppings on his pizza, mm-hmm. and he's not a condiment guy.
Right.
So where do you stand on toppings for ice cream?
Don't do it. And not because I'm against it, Donald.
Okay.
Don't do it because I don't need the extra calories. Don't need the extra calories.
So you do like an extra, but you do like.
I would put chocolate syrup on it if chocolate syrup like me.
All right. Because I've been trying to stay on a diet since I lost all this weight after my COVID experience. I want to try to keep it off, right? But I'll have a little bit of ice cream every once in a while.
Sure.
So I went to the refrigerator. I guess Nancy bought some caramel. Oh, that was a nice addition to the little ice cream.
Great addition. Very good buy by her.
Now you go caramel, right? That's how you go?
Caramel.
You don't say Carmel?
No, ridiculous. These people should be arrested.
Now, remember, though, you were
look at the spelling of the word. It's not Carmel.
I know, but my there are two versions of it, though.
Yes, yeah. People
one,
do say
one
that.
Right and one wrong.
I say caramel, but you said that earlier about lambasted, and then we looked it up, and you were wrong, and you didn't acknowledge it.
Well, we're wrong according to your information.
Robotic-sounding voice. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, and then it actually they wrote out the proper pronunciation, and it was also lambasted. It said that written out also.
Well, let's go, Andrew. What do you say?
Lamb-based. I think.
Yeah, me too.
That's right.
Too.
That's not even the word. Lamb-based.
Lamb-based. It. Yeah. We've got drop madness going.
No,
on.
No. You guys are wrong. I need this to be clear. Just because in this random circumstance you happen to still believe you're right, every once in a while it's looked up. And you, master of the English language, Michael, Don doesn't claim it, so it's not as big a deal. Let's be honest. It's really Michael that's all about here. You are wrong.
But wait a second. I'm not, like, dying on this hill. I've heard it used both ways. You ask me which way I say it.
No,
I say lambasted.
But Don,
lambaste you when you said lambast.
If this goes the other way, Don, does Michael accept, oh, there are two ways of pronouncing it?
No.
He says there's right and wrong.
Exactly. No, but I think both are acceptable.
Don't live my life for me, all right? Peter, don't live my life for me. I'll live it for myself.
It's here, though. It's written. It's pronounced lambasted. Now, lambaste is the word, Andrew. But once it becomes...
Lambaste.
Once it becomes past tense, it becomes lambasted.
Well, that doesn't make sense. So now I'm definitely on the other side. So we've got drop madness going on right now, and something historic is about to happen, Don.
Yes.
Your 16th seed, where you call Peter a body part that's behind you, is beating
I think you
Jam
made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
It's winning, Don, 52% to 48.
Now, the question now always becomes, was this misseeded? Because when I heard it, I said, you know what, the 16's better. So... if the 16 wins, is this a huge upset, or does Andrew have to answer to why that drop was a 16 seed? Your thoughts?
It's a little of both.
Okay.
A little of both.
Well, there may be a little bit of who you're taking out here.
Right.
It's such a strong region.
Who are you taking out?
Now, the voters have also spoken. They don't like Spike. It's a bloodbath.
See, that's another one where you just ask yourself, even at 16... or whatever seed it was.
Yeah, 16.
Why? What didn't make – something that didn't make it has to be better than
would
that.
You like
and I'm
to
a big
hear
Spike
them?
Guy.
We have them. Would you like to hear them?
Well, I'd like to hear the top two that were left out because Spike's getting destroyed by Brazil Euros.
Hello, pot. This is the kettle. You're better. Fat. Hello.
Much better than Spike's and Antetokounmpo.
And what's
– baseball stinks.
I mean, that's
– there's another two, Michael. Let's hear them.
Michael.
Yeah. That was great. How's that not in the tournament?
I don't know.
Aaron Rodgers is a great man.
I got to tell you, everyone is better than Andrew.
You can make the case, certainly, that every one of those were
now,
better.
Now, I believe Andrew will say that, you know, Spike's a regular caller. He knows basketball so well. It's such a sound botching of his name. Andrew, is that it? Show relevance?
It got played a ton during last year's NBA playoffs, especially during the finals. I wouldn't – it's a 16 seed, so you're not crazy to think that some of those other ones could have been in over the Spike one.
Now, a couple of there's some football news out there, and it revolves around a guy who lives at a stadium, Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. The Browns spoke with Watson. They romanced him. Everybody's trying to recruit him, and he told them today they were not getting the rose, that they're out, that he's not going to consider being traded there. Imagine the guy who's demanding to be traded, but only where he wants to be traded. So there's a no-trade clause. He's demanding to be traded, but he won't let them trade him where they want to trade him. That's another story for another day. Well, once word leaked out that they were speaking to him, shame on them for leaking it out or whoever. Well, Baker Mayfield got his nose out of joint and said, that's it. He had this long, you know, emotional letter to the Cleveland fans, and he'll always have his heart there. He's like, they are blue collar, and I'm paraphrasing now. Well, because Watson didn't give them the red rose today, he's out. So now Baker Mayfield said, well, I want to get out too. I want to be traded. And the Browns said, well, take a walk. We're not trading you. So that has the potential to get really, really ugly. So, Peter, would you rather have Baker Mayfield or Carson Wentz?
Ooh, what a great question.
Oh, man.
I think I'd rather have Mayfield.
So
that was a number one pick.
So yeah, Mayfield.
That's not why I would have him be.
But what we've seen so far in the NFL, Don, the best Wentz has been better than the best Mayfield.
Yes.
The question is Wentz now, two things. Is Wentz broken? And secondly, is Wentz just a bad locker room guy? Because Mayfield's at least, I believe, liked by his teammates besides OBJ.
Yeah, I have no reason to believe that he is not well-liked in that room. It's just that he has not lived up to expectations, and I remember Mike Tannenbaum saying it's probably time to part ways with him, and I get that, but now, since you can't better the situation by getting Watson, I would rather give him another chance, and I think there's still potential there. It's not like he hasn't done anything, guys.
Well, he also
they were
was hurt.
A playoff team not long ago.
Right, and
how often
hurt.
Does Cleveland go to the playoffs? That was the first time they were in the playoffs in how long?
Suppose it would be a bad look to have an introductory press conference today for Carson Wentz and then just move him to Cleveland for Baker Mayfield?
Well, I mean, Cleveland, for those that aren't quite locked in on this yet, Cleveland said they are not going to accommodate his request. They said absolutely no way. But you also put him in a bad situation. I'm sorry, he's got to be a big boy and take it, but boy, that's an awful look. Like, we love you, Baker, except that we get a quarterback better than you. And it's not like they were getting Aaron Rodgers. I mean,
well,
there's questions around Watson.
Right,
you are getting somebody who's got a lot of negativity surrounding him.
But he's not football questionable.
True.
You know, like, there's a possibility that if all this stuff didn't happen, you know, we're talking about one of the most valuable players in sports in Deshaun Watson from a talent standpoint.
But unfortunately, it did happen.
Happen, though. But what I'm saying is you can understand how if they're making a football decision, they're not thinking about everything else, they could argue to Baker, like, hey, dude, come on. This is an opportunity for a really exceptional talent.
Yeah, they weren't going out and trying to acquire Sam Darnold to replace you. I mean, they were kicking the tires on a top five quarterback that is – you know, we can get around the whole moral high ground that you figure by the midpoint of next season is going to be available to play. So he has to understand that. He's coming off a year in which he threw for 3,000 yards, 17 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. All right? Pretty pedestrian year in which his team went, you know, he was 6-8 as a starter. Now, his best year, the only year in which he finished above 500 as the starting quarterback, was in 2020 when they went 11-5. He threw for a shade under 3,600 yards, 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Again, not earth-shattering by any stretch, especially when in that season he was throwing to two great wide receivers in Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry. But still, there's potential there. He's going to be 27 years old. So, all right, they tried to improve themselves, couldn't. Hey, let's make it work. And, by the way, did anybody read the responses to his message to the Browns fans? I know it's social media, but it was not well received. So he's in a really tough spot even if he stays.
Yeah, that was really that the responses to his post really showed the beautiful cesspool that is social media.
And also, if he gets traded, everything is in that stadium. How does he move?
Well, he's an NFL player, Michael.
But I mean, is he going to move into the other stadium? Is he going to continue this nonsense of 24/7 at the yard? I don't think that works.
I'll tell you what, it just shows you how commercials do not work on me. I really, right now, it escapes me what the commercial is for.
State Farm.
All right, Progressive Insurance. So obviously, commercials don't work on me. All right. But anyway, how great would it be for Progressive? He gets traded to wherever, and now they just continue it at that stadium.
You know, that's a good point. You're very bright.
That's a good idea.
So smart. Let's go to the phone. See what you're thinking. What are you thinking? Let's go to Joe in New Jersey. Joe.
Gentlemen, I hope all is well.
Very
excellent.
Well.
And Don, it's nice to see you back to your young self.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Two things, gentlemen, quickly, and I will hang up and listen to you folks. One is Gary Sanchez, his issues. behind the plate, whether it's eyesight, neurological, something else entirely, why wouldn't he go through the same thing as a batter, number one? Two is, before the injuries took place, I thought, I've been saying this for 3-4 years, Christian Yelich would have been perfect in center field for the Yankees.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things. Gary's problems behind the play have nothing to do with eyesight or neurological issues.
Who said that?
He's not a good catcher. He's a huge man. It's hard to move around as quickly as you have to as a catcher. And the reason he was a catcher, he had a great arm, and he receives the ball okay. He doesn't frame it the way they want him to, but he doesn't move around great. It's not neurological.
Was that even uttered by anyone?
No. And, of course, if it was neurological and eyesight-related, it would transfer to his batting, but it's not. That's a silly take. And as for Christian Yelich, take a close look, everybody, at Christian Yelich the last 2 years since he got that contract. It's not very good.
Not good.
The Brewers are, like, kind of building around the fact that he has not been the same player. It's like the same people I call up and go, you know, the Yankees really should try to get Didi. They haven't looked at Didi's stats the last 4 years. They just remember. They remember the good times. They remember Christian Yelich as an MVP. That's what they remember. Take a look at his last 2 years. It's not great. Not great. Let's go to Gene in Fort Lee. Gene.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Quick question. I understand Cashman is like an honorary Steinbrenner, but when does the pressure start to get put on him if the Yankees somehow – you know, don't go to the World Series, or if they just get eliminated in the first round again. Thank you, guys.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. He's in the last year of his contract. And I truly believe this, Donna, Peter. I know Yankee fans are going to go nuts. I think Brian leaves when he wants to leave.
Yeah.
I think the Steinbrenner family thinks he does a really good job. They're competitive every single year. They have a chance to win a championship every single year. Have they won one since 2009? No, but they have a chance.
I think Hal Steinbrenner completely trusts Brian. Brian has told Hal this is the way you build a championship team. Hal agrees with that. And until there's a disagreement, where's Brian going? Now, I think that there's a lot to be said there. I mean, we've argued about it, Michael, about how much falls on Cashman. You know, if you're trying to win championships and you don't win championships, does anybody really care how many games you win in the regular season? And is it always, well, hey, the postseason's just a crapshoot? Well, at some point, when's the ball going to bounce your way?
Yeah,
so if this is the way to build a team and the mission statement is championships, and this is why I said last year about the possibility of firing Brian Cashman, is if the mission statement is to win championships and you don't win championships, at one point do you bring in somebody that maybe goes about it a different way? But if Hal thinks this is the way, well, then why should it ever change?
It's time for the 98.7 ESPN Hoops Update, brought to you by Superbook Sports. Place your bets at Superbook Sports, where they will match you dollar for dollar up to $1,000. Visit superbook.com to get signed up and place that bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We got a Donnybrook right now, and Iowa falling on its face. 5.5 seconds left in the game. Richmond, a 12 seed, leading Iowa, a 5 seed, 65-61. Iowa has the ball. But unless they have a 4-point play in their back pocket, this doesn't look good right now. So Iowa looks like it's going to be upset in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Georgia State, with just under a minute 10 remaining in the first half, shocking Gonzaga, 33-31. How about that? A 16 seed leading a number one seed.
Oh, this is bad news. That's bad news for Peter.
Why?
Because you know who's in Gonzaga's region.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You got UNC leading Marquette 41-21. So those are the three games going on right now.
I mean, listen, it's fun. This is early in the second half is when you start to pay attention.
So you're not paying attention yet. Okay.
By the way, very quick bucket from Iowa to cut it to two. But, yeah.
And now 4.8 seconds left. Yeah, it's doable.
It's a 2-point game for Gonzaga. It's in the first half, guys. Let's. I bet they still win by. I bet they cover.
Are you trying to build something up here?
No. Don. He doesn't even have a clue about radio. It's sad. All right. So.
Wait. Are we going to that game in the second half? I mean, what are you talking about?
No, but if he's going to give the score, Was he go along, through the motions or at least give you a little
something?
Well,
no, but then you doubled down and said, oh, it's bad news for Peter. He's got, you know, it's Duke to lose. It's like, okay, it's a little early there. But I have Gonzaga. It's bad news for me because in my terrible haphazard pools that I did this year, I picked Gonzaga to win in two of the three of them. So.
You know, our very own Gordon Damer sent out one of the great tweets of all time. I don't know if you saw it, Don.
He's so underrated.
He said, shocking that my bracket is completely terrible when I didn't watch a college basketball game till this afternoon all year. I mean, it's true. Everybody's an expert, and nobody's watched the game other than John Rothstein.
It's and I'm telling you, this year, these last couple years, it's worse than ever.
There's nothing, honestly. Listen, there are some hosts in New York and the history of sports radio that really pay attention to college basketball, but there's like nothing more fraudulent to me. You don't touch it. You don't watch it all year, and then all of a sudden we're supposed to come on and tell you why we think Duke's going to make a run. Give me a break.
All right,
I'm not telling you not to fill out a bracket, but let's be honest here, people.
Here's some finals. Michigan beat Colorado State, 75-63. Providence over South Dakota, 66-57. Memphis beat Boise State, 64-53. Baylor all over. What is that New Orleans or NORF, North, 85-49? Norfolk State. Okay, there you go. Peter's favorite team lost, Longwood, 88-56.
Again, no connection.
Really? To that team. You know what? I think you're right. And that is the update on the NCAAs right now. So there's 4.6 remaining, and Richmond has been fouled, so they'll go to the line. So it's 65-63, Iowa trying to avoid a pretty big upset. I mean, 12s are beating 5s, but you know, Iowa's out of the Big Ten. Richmond's out of the Atlantic Ten.
And not a powerhouse of Atlantic plays. That's right.
Don't
you? This could have been you. This could have been you.
This could have been the Rams. This could have been the Rams.
Instead, it's a spider.
But you know what? It's probably best this way. And let me explain it to you, Peter.
Okay.
Because if the Rams ended up winning the Atlantic 10 tournament and they made the NCAA and they won a first round game, bye bye Neptune. This way, we get to keep them for a year.
Okay, so just then never make the tournament.
No. Next year, 500? I want them for 2 years to lay the groundwork for greatness. Then let them go and get the big money. First free throw is good, so now it's 66-63. And they put some time left on the clock, 5.1. And now they got the close-up pictures of the kids from Iowa, and they're all upset, and they're so nervous, and they're biting their nails, and there's so much stress on these young men making no money whatsoever while their schools are reaping hundreds of millions of dollars.
North
the school. Yeah, let's face it. They're trying to win. The school's already won.
North.
Oh, yeah, they've won. But North did lose. North lost.
That is sad.
I hit
for
the
North.
Second one. Nothing but the twine, baby. Twine time.
Swish.
67-63. Now Iowa is going to inbound. I can't do play by play because we'll be sued. But we'll tell you exactly what's happening.
Stop.
Oh, errant pass intercepted by Richmond. That should do it, everybody.
Wow, there you go. Richmond upset.
There's a foul. It's not over yet. There's 2 seconds left.
Anyway, I think it's over.
You think so?
Well, right, Richmond's Peterson. Going to the line. Richmond's going to the line up 4 with 2 seconds left. Yeah, I think it's pretty safe to say it's over.
Ray Rowe.
You never, ever know. All right, we'll come back. We got a lot of stuff to do. Still voting going on for Drop Madness. It's Kay, LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
By the way, Richmond did hold off Iowa, so a little bit of an upset. The Spiders end up beating the Hawkeyes 67-63, so a 12 beats a 5. Sometimes I think that PETA, not Peter, but PETA, is its worst enemy. Mm. So today, I don't know if you guys saw this, they have urged the NFL to change the term horse collar tackle.
They're joking. It's not real.
Really, they really need to change their public relations.
I mean, they really do good work.
They do.
And then to come up with something so nonsensical is ridiculous. Well, but I think they're doing it just for attention.
That's what I'm saying. Is it kind of just working?
No, because the problem is it sounds like you're crying wolf, and then people aren't going to take you seriously.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with crying wolf.
Oh, well, that's tough because I'm going to continue to do it.
They said the animal rights organization said, quote, Horse tackle collar makes light of using tight harnesses to exploit horses for labor. Wow. You got to stop. You got to stop.
Yeah, because now you're not being taken seriously. So when they do the really good things, when there's really something that needs change, then people just ignore it because it's stupid things like this. And I guess their logic, Peter, is like to you, like where it's like, well, we're just getting some attention and calling attention to that there are real travesties that go with that phrase. But come on, when the bullpen too, it would just, come on, stop it already.
Happy birthday goes out to our pharma boss, Tim McCarthy's wife, Colleen.
Okay.
And to my good buddy, one of the best baseball columnists in the country, Joel Sherman. It's his birthday, so happy birthday, Joel. There you go.
You talk about a day in the McCarthy household between the birthday and St. Patrick's Day.
talk about a bacchanal. Yeah.
You want a yearly bacchanal.
That doesn't go uncelebrated, I'll tell you that.
No.
Let's go to Dave in Maplewood. Dave?
Hi, gentlemen. Haven't called in a while, but let's get back to that word lambaste or lambast.
Okay, what do you think?
It said for the verb meaning to beat or scold or berate, lambaste with the E is the preferred spelling in American and Canadian English, while lambast is preferred in varieties of English from outside North America. Both pronunciations are correct, but lambaste, like you baste a turkey, I think that's the preferred pronunciation.
Yes.
Donald, you made me feel old when I saw the twins. They look adorable.
Thank you. You look
wonderful. You don't look like an angry General Custer anymore.
but it's always
a pleasure to listen to you guys on all topics. Thank you very much. Very
nice. Thank you, Dave. Now, what Peter, you're saying is lambaste is correct, but in the past tense, it's lambasted.
That's what I thought, yes.
No, I
lambaste or lambasted.
Let's go to Nick. He's in New Orleans. Nick.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How you doing, Nick?
That's funny, actually, because Dave is from my hometown. I'm originally Nick from New Jersey.
Okay.
But good to be following him up. All I want to say is that, Don, you look like an old Joe DiMaggio in your new do. Am I right or am I right?
Well, Nick, we saw an old Joe DiMaggio. Don doesn't look anything like him.
I think he does. He's got like a little bit of the jowls, you know, maybe a bit more than that.
But Joe DiMaggio's face was extremely angular and thin. Don's, even though he's lost a tremendous amount of weight, still has a, you know, somewhat puffy face.
Yeah, usually when you use that phrase, looks like an old so-and-so, we don't know what the old so-and-so look. We know what an old Joe DiMaggio looks like.
Right, and you don't look like that.
Like, if you want to say it looks like an old Michael Jackson, that different story.
Because we never saw him old, right.
We saw Joe DiMaggio well into his 80s. I mean, he was always a very distinguished gentleman, and I quite frankly don't see what he's even saying.
No. I mean, you wish you looked like an old Joe DiMaggio.
I'm telling you, he looks like my Grandpa Julius.
Can we get a picture of Grandpa Julius then, rather than you just talking it up?
Let's see.
And the Franklin's hurtful, pictures? By the way.
I think Yes might already have a picture of my Grandpa Julius. I could be wrong.
What did you say was hurtful, Don? I missed that.
The Franklin.
The Franklin?
Yeah, the turtle. That was thrown out there. I don't know how that doesn't sting.
It's a cute turtle.
Let's go to Jamal in Queens. Jamal.
Yes, hello. Can I speak to Michael? Is this Michael Kay?
Oh, yes, sure. It is, Jamal.
Michael Kay, I love you. You're a beautiful, handsome man.
Thank you.
Don Marco LaGreca, I love you too. You're a great man. Can I talk to that weasel? Peter Rosenberg.
Oh, wow.
Peter Rosenberg, I called the show a month ago, and I said, Aaron Rodgers is a great man, and you're telling me that wasn't in Drop Madness?
You know what? Why yell at Peter? Yell at Andrew.
Andrew, yell at Andrew. Don't yell at the weasel.
Aaron Rodgers is a great man.
Why wasn't that in Drop Madness, Peter?
I wanted
not Peter, but Andrew. Why was that not in Drop Madness?
I don't have a great answer. I don't love it as much. I mean, yeah, the guy who is responsible for it obviously would want it in Drop Madness. I understand his frustration.
And so would everybody on the show.
Okay, so it would have been a 15 or a 16, and probably have lost in the first round. I mean,
wow.
It's not incredible.
Andrew, those teams that make the 15th or 16th seed, it's important to them. It makes their whole year.
Well,
you can't just leave them out cavalierly and not care. I'm shocked that you're indifferent.
And is that usually the answer? in the actual
right.
NCAA
oh, they're
going to
lose
tournament.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to lose by 30 anyway, so we're doing you a favor.
It also sounded forced to me, his Aaron Rodgers.
It is. Like, so it's not. You think it's phony?
Yeah, kind of. Wow. I kind of did.
No, he's definitely
and listen, this, nobody's a bigger Spike fan than me, but that drop is nothing. And the voting is showing.
Listen, it's a tough day for Spike and Ballard. You know, there's no doubt.
Ballard's taking it hard. He's already like retweeted it.
Did you see what Ballard's response was?
Yes, with that picture, Michael, with Rodgers with his helmet half off on the ground.
Yeah. I mean, Ballard should never even be associated with the show. I've been saying that for years. He's just an anchor. That's what he is. Why he may drop Madness? I mean, that appearance almost sunk the show.
It was a terrible performance.
Yeah,
but an iconic moment.
I don't know.
It was
iconic.
A moment.
Is strong, Peter.
Well, no one will ever. Forget
I'm with it. You. It was a fun moment. Iconic.
No, it's a very memorable moment.
Swish.
Let me paraphrase this. Everything Ballard touches dies. Michael, I mean, really.
Michael was so mean. He was so nasty. I'd never seen him like that before.
Because you know what? I'm trying to steer the ship, Peter. I'm trying to make this a successful show. That drives it down right into the pit, into the ninth level of Dante's Inferno.
Jam it up's in trouble, guys.
It's guys. This could be
one of the biggest update sets ever.
I think we've had a 16-1, right, Andrew? I could be wrong.
We did. I got to go back and find what it was, but I know we have had it.
Honestly, I never felt as strong as I think the Don region is. I never really thought Jam It Up was going to make any kind of run.
Really?
No.
So you're giving – are you pulling out the starters right now?
No, you can't. It's
no,
too
no,
close.
No. Not at 52-48. I'm just saying I didn't feel like that was a one seed that was going to make a run.
Well, can I make a plea to our listeners? Okay, so let me see for sure. How much time is left in the voting?
45 minutes?
We're looking to put up numbers like we've never put up before. You guys are not voting at the level that you should. It's still great, but you know, one of the great upsets of all time is happening. And
no, it should. It's
just 2,700 votes. Come on.
Well, I mean, Andrew can correct me if I'm wrong. I think this might be the best first day we've ever had.
It is, but we want better.
Wait, it's the best first. Really? It normally gets better as it goes on?
Yes, it does.
So right
cause,
now.
Because you know what's happening right now, guys? Is that because you could see the difference in the voting with, like, Greeny by is up 81-19. So there's people are just not going to vote because it's not close. I think they should vote anyway so they're represented, take advantage of all the time that's out there. But I think they're probably just voting for the closer ones now, and the deeper we get into it, the matchups become more interesting. But still, you know, we're going to finish up with over 3,000.
I wanted 4,000.
I wanted 5.
Yeah, I wanted 4 or 5 today.
Just
so, I mean,
just a heads up, in 2018, 2 16s won that year. Rabdami Olesis beat I'm Peter Grosenberg, and Pond Scum beat Maloney's Scream, which was a stunning upset.
Maloney's Scream is a
you
one?
Know, in the history of the NCAA tournament, Don, only 1 16 has beaten a one. That
That's
one
right.
was Virginia. So it shows you that Andrew has done historically a terrible job, that there's 3 16s in a couple of years that might knock off a one. Awful seeding.
Why
awful.
Are you so mean when you know the work this kid puts into this?
Kid?
This
he's
kid.
An adult. He has 2 children.
That's almost more condescending than anything Mike
really,
said to
Andrew,
me.
Really?
No, that's, I disagree. I'm with Don 100%. Don is allowed to call Andrew a kid.
And it was affectionate.
Yeah. Well, that's not offensive, Andrew. How dare you?
Andrew, I'm, you know, salient point, Andrew.
Swish. You know, Andrew, good luck if you lose me.
Yeah, he was trying to protect you. Wow. And
because I know the work you put into this. Michael does, like, not literally nothing.
I make these drops.
If he was sitting there staring at the cable out, dying for anything to do, calling people he hadn't spoken to in 15 years to see if they were still alive, he wouldn't have come on the podcast.
No, I might have.
I doubt it.
Yeah, you're right.
Believe me, all the work that's done in promotion and caring and actual thought, you do less than anybody when it comes to Drop Madness, and you've got the audacity.
Unmitigated gall.
To rip Andrew, who works harder than anybody on it.
And you called Andrew a kid. Let's move on from that.
Because I'm 54.
So is Peter a kid to you?
Well, Peter's 43.
How old are you, 42. Andrew?
I'm 37.
But that's not that far. Calling a 37-year-old a kid is just demonstrably insulting.
I didn't say, hey, kid, get away from me. You're bothering me.
Well, essentially, you did.
I was in the midst of trying to defend the work that he does on this.
You know what? Bad job by you.
Hey,
we'll
listen,
be back.
It's Andrew's. He let him decide.
He said it bothered him.
All right. Well, listen, I apologize. But you cannot afford, Andrew, to lose me.
I think he'd be fine without you.
All right.
I've got
give it a shot. Give it a shot. I'm not saying he'd lose his job, God forbid. Just like good luck getting any other support. Do you think anybody else is going to support you the way I have? You don't even like me, and I still support you.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
And you know for a fact he doesn't like you.
Yeah, because you used to collect that list of things that you don't say the right way.
Hey, I wasn't going to bring that up. It's over.
Let's take
I know
a brief
how
time
Andrew
out.
Feels, and it hurts him.
He has
but,
no regard for the clock
you know
at
what,
all,
you know,
Peter.
This,
none.
Andrew,
zero.
Here's the deal. Hate me. Despise me. Don't ever talk to me again. I'm just going to support you even harder now.
Okay, good. We're on
all right,
yes
you can't lose me. You
ESPN.
Can't lose me.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.